President Todd Barry from Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance says property tax relief is the tail that wags the political dog in Wisconsin.
We looked at all the taxes and fees that are spent by the state, and close to $10 billion of that, or about four in every $10, goes in some way or another to try to reduce property taxes, and that could be through aiding local governments or schools, or funding direct property tax credits on tax bills, or various credits that are on the income tax.
Barry says since starting the income tax in 1911, it has provided a lot of money to local governments, counties, and municipalities. He says about half of the $10 billion goes to schools at various levels. He says the most effective property tax relief has been the state property tax credits on the local tax bill, and while other forms of relief are less direct to local taxpayers. Barry says only about 12% of the budget goes to state agency operations. He says it's ironic that the budget puts so much emphasis in controlling property taxes.
Really, for all intents and purposes, the state doesn't levy property taxes. The other irony is that despite all of this, Wisconsin's property taxes still rank in the top 10 to 12 states in the country and are typically 10, 15, 20% above the U.S. average. So a lot of money from the state attempting to relieve something that the state can't directly control.
The full report is on the website wistax.org. Ken Krall, WXPR News.